Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's something the Lord has been laying on my heart, you know, when thinking about, because obviously, you know, we got to rethink what we're saying in America.
Right.
We got to go back to the blueprint, the Word of God, and say, you know, things that we've accepted as the way of doing things, and this is just what we've done. You know, we've developed our own traditions, American religious traditions, you know, and maybe there some of them are God's traditions, maybe some of them are not. I doubt very seriously, though, according to George Bonner, that $1.3 million per baptized believer was a tradition, was a godly tradition, because, I mean, how could simple fishermen be ministers in the gospel if they had to catch so much fish that they could sell it on the open market and raise $1.3 million to baptize one believer? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Crazy.
I mean, poor that Sea of Galilee wouldn't have any fish in it at all, would it?
And it's a small sea.
Yeah, it was a small sea. And in understanding that, this we got to rethink things. And this is going to shock you. This is going to shock you. But I don't care. But if it's real, I mean, think about it. If it's real, if this is real, this is going to really, because, you know, what was Lucifer's gift? I mean, what did he do in heaven? Does anybody know what he did in heaven?
He was a worship leader.
Yeah, he's a worship leader. And there's something about music that we all love music. And I love music. Do I not love music?
Yes, you do.
All I'm kinds. Very eclectic. A little bit of bagpipe back after a while. I got to turn it off. But I just love just the gift of music. And I love to hear musicians, you know, play whatever instruments. And I'm just amazed by it. But that's, you know, it's a gift. And just like a gift of administration or a gift of leadership or the gift of helps, whatever it is, a gift. And we find out in Matthew chapter 7, you know, just because we have a gift doesn't determine who we are. But understand that some people have the gift of finance. And I remember one particular bill collector that was given an identity because he had access to a lot of money. The reason why he had access to a lot of money is because he collected money. He was a bill collector. But he was identified as a banker, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was given favor, and, you know, and it killed him. It literally destroyed him.
Yeah.
And I watched his family fall apart and all that. And the fleshly carnal tendency of us, of human nature, but we can just talk about America, is for us to think that because someone has money, then they're right.
Mm.
I don't know what the percentage is, but those that and we're going to be talking about, you know, we just want to have this conversation while we're on the air and Christian Television Network, that we have this tendency to think just because you have money, you're right. But I don't know how many people won these lotteries, but they say almost every one of them was destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Which means if the presence of money does not mean the presence of wisdom.
Mm-mm.
And I was listening to Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck was talking about this young kid that was at the Dairy Queen that somebody dropped a $20 bill, blind person did, and this lady behind the blind person picks it up, and the manager, the young teen manager, whatever, says, that was this man's. She goes, no, it was mine.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Welcome to America. I misspoke. Anyway, yeah. So then the... And so the Dairy Queen manager, you know what his, you know, healthcare plan is, his hourly wage. He pulls a $20 bill out of his pocket and says, "Here, you drop this," and gave him the $20 out of his own pocket.
Wow.
Oh, awesome.
And so Glenn says to the young man, he says, "You know, you can be anything you want to be. I mean, there's no limits. If you're willing to work hard, if you'll work hard," and this is the thing we forgot about in America. If you'll just work hard, not watch work. You know, don't watch it on TV. Actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are the subject of the reality TV. You're working it. And, but if you'll bust your rump and work hard with the right value system and honor God, God will bless you. And what he said was, you know, he's telling this young man, you know, I've been around, I've seen kings, I've seen people of power and that type of thing. He's trying to inspire him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't know what the percentage was. It was like, you know, maybe 1%, 3%. You're going like, wow. But about the other 98%, you're just like, how did you get here? They're like, I don't know. It just happened. And, you know, everybody thinks just because, you know, you're talented at something, that you know something, just because you have finance, that you know something. And just because you play an instrument, you know, that you are something. The truth is, you can play an instrument. But if you submit that instrument to God, the way that a teacher has to submit their ability to teach to God, the way that a businessman and a woman has to submit their business to God, then God can really use you. The sad thing is, like finance, music has the tendency to cause people to want to worship the person. Mm-hmm. That's what, I mean, think about it. I mean, you're in the presence of God. You're leading worship for God in heaven. You're an archangel. Your name is Lucifer. And it's so powerful. Music is so powerful that that one third of the angels who stand in the presence of God, right? One third of them said, you know, I know you created all this and everything, but this music just stirs me. It's got to be spiritual. There's something. I think this is God. It's like, no, God is God. That's a man who's been given a talent, or an archangel has been given a talent, and it's stirring something inside of you, which is supposed to be worship of me, God would say, not worship of Lucifer or the gift. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, you know, God allows us. By the way, God will allow you to be stupid. It would be great. Maybe would have saved a lot of journeys, right? At any point, it would have been really great if you would have said, "This is stupid."
Hey, yes.
Right.
A little help here.
Yeah. Right. And so he's really thinking, he's like Korah. He thinks he's getting away with it, and all of a sudden, he gets removed from the presence of God forever. And so I think about you know, Jesus' ministry. I mean, he had this awesome ministry, obviously, right? And I mean, he did nothing and said nothing unless he heard the Father say it and do it. This is the question I have to ask you today. World, America, I'm asking this question. You might want to plug your ears, musician. Did Jesus have a worship leader in his ministry? I mean, did he even have as much as a banjo or a violin? Did he have a flute? I mean, did he even play the spoons or something? You know what I'm saying?
The guitar.
I mean, what did he?
Nope.
Not a
one. So what was wrong with his ministry?
Nothing.
Not a thing. Rock the world.
I think you just shook the doctrine of America. The thing is like, it's cool that you can play the bongos, bro, but you need to submit that talent to God and maybe God can use you. But just because people organize around you, they did that around Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you. It is time for the people who have the gift of finance and the gift, because people are gathering around you, but they're gathering around you because you have money. Believe me, the second you don't have it, they don't have you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because people come around you, understand the tendency of this carnal nature, even angels in the presence of God came around somebody who had the gift of music in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And hell now has been designed for Lucifer and these angels. One third. And so don't just organize. Don't just gather around gifts. Have gifts gather around God. Understand that what George Barna revealed, I believe, in his book, Revolution, that says that approximately 82% of people believe worship is about them, which means 82% or whatever that number is can be seduced by worship. And so I want to encourage you, if you are a musician, first of all, first thing is, if you are a leader in God's church, I want to encourage you to stop worshiping your worship leader.
For real.
You know, somebody said, the second most important authority and position in the church is the worship leader. Can you imagine God going, the second most important person in heaven is Lucifer?
Right.
You know, right? Jeez. And it's like, well, what about this lady who has the ability to pray for long extended periods of time and lift up the church? And what about this one who ministrates the church? And what about this one has the gift of giving? No, you're worshiping that gift and you're destroying that worship leader, because they need to know that they're worshiping, leading people to worship God, not them, nor you, nor your program. But I just want to encourage you. I just want to challenge you. Begin to return back to the heart of worship, what it's all about. you know, forgive God. Ask God to forgive you for all the songs you've been singing and all the music that you've been playing that has led people to you, and the how you used it to seduce people and people of finance that would pay you money that allowed you to do what you were doing instead of you just submitting to God, even if you were dead broke with your guitar in the wilderness tending a few sheep, and say, you know what, God, I want to be a part of this harvest. I want to be a part of this great harvest. Dear God, forgive me for bringing worship to me. I don't want to be like Lucifer. I want to bring people to worship you. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.